a narrow waist, and she forces herself to look away from where Lenten's braless, rather sizable breasts disappear into the fall of her cami as she lotions up our hellball. Lenten says, then bends over to pick something up from the mental image, I'm sorry. I'm writing exactly what happens. And Wayne loses all power of speech. Yeah, same, clearly. Lenten says without looking at her, but somehow exuding amusement. Sorry. Then she looks back over at Lenten, who's frowning in And then, when Lenten goes to drop her towel, Wayne squeezes her shots. Shuts. How the fuck did Lenten manage to Lenten makes room for her to escape as Lenten... no, as Wayne... Wayne slides into bed with her phone and scrolls. Fuck. Me. Hang on. I didn't read that right. Hang on. Her eyes are in... What? Where am I? Aren't even puffy. Yeah, I found it. Lenten looks like she's coming out of a reverie. How do you say this? I'm thinking I know, but I don't. You think I know, but I don't. Oh, I did know, I think. Wait, let me see. Yeah, it's okay. It's medicinal. I don't know how to say that. Or do I? And extends her hand for Lenten to take. Hang on. Again. Says decisively. She tiptoes up their door. Up to their door. She tiptoes up to. Tiptoes up to their door. Okay. Please behave, Wayne. I'm sorry. I can't do this. Hang on. Wayne flexes it. Wayne has always known she's easy like that, but even for Wayne, this is too pathetic. This is too pathetic. Her hair flying out of her ponytail, she put it into. Wayne looks up at where we left. I keep messing up. The toilet flushes, and there are the sounds of the woman. Lenten is already moving away, grabbing Lenten's. Wait, no, Wayne's hand. Ah, sorry, I got distracted. Except that Lenten's got that grudvach. Ah. Got a death grip, yeah. And when the elevator doors ding open, the strides in. She strides in, no! Keep messing up. Lenten solves that problem the next moment when she kisses Wayne. Fuck, hang on, shite, fuck, hang on! Wayne. Fuck. Hang on, let me do that better. Wayne gasps as Lenten's hands find her underwear. Ah, I can do that better. Wayne is panting, her skin feeling oversensitive, her nipples so tight, they're chafing against her lace of the... Ah, come on! I'm doing so well. She's looking at the vicinity of Wayne's blouse, covered tits. Then lifting her hand to... come on, I can't read. Hang on. Excuse me? Who shoved me up against the wall and... Lenten's... No. Lenten doesn't give her hair thigh a back. What do you look like?
What? No. What do you like?
Lie down on your back.
Lenten. Oh, yeah? How long? That's me. I'm sorry. I heard that whisper. It's fine.
She squeezes her thighs together, which brings some relief, but nearly enough.
No.
Anton makes a popping noise as she pulls off of Winnie. And smell good. She buries her face.
Sorry.
I will give you what you want.
And I got lost. I'm sorry. Where am I?
But you have to be a good girl.
Okay. Lane's lying. Now she's about to combust. Let me redo that. I can do that better.
She breaks off the kiss and pants against Lenten's cheek as pleasure turns from anticipatory. And she wishes she had the covers to go with that one. Really, though? Wayne gets to work fingering her, playing with her too.
I can't.